Today's generation of incoming college students has grown up with the threat of HIV. Maybe that's why the virus is not at the top of the list of things they worry about. Here's the problem, though. Many college freshmen don't know as much about HIV as they should. NPR's Brenda Wilson visited two campuses here in Washington, D.C. to find out what first-year students there think or don't think about HIV.
When the director of the United Nations AIDS program, Dr. Peter Piat, spoke to about 60 Howard University students a couple of weeks ago, he told them the global AIDS epidemic wasn't over. And he talked about his visit several years ago with HIV-positive women in Washington, D.C.
But the stories that the women were telling me there, frankly, I'd never heard before. I was so shocked that this is going on in this town. I'll never forget the courage of the women.
He was talking about the fact that the rate of HIV in the District of Columbia is higher than in many African countries. Jaleesa King, an 18-year-old freshman, was stunned to learn that 1 in 20 people in D.C. are infected with HIV.
I never thought to compare it to Africa, how they have like some of the same situations that we have, you know, that we're going through some of the same exact things as they are. It was very informative and eye-opening.
There were only a handful of young men in the audience. The young black women were clearly disturbed by this new piece of information. Kristen Parrish and freshman Jasmine Woods and Courtney Banks say HIV/AIDS prevention is not a big part of orientation.
It's more on just like, you know, watching you having sex with in general and for just STDs in general. I don't think they focused on specifically AIDS, HIV.
And I heard it through word of mouth, like through friends. Personally, my mama didn't really talk to me about HIV. She knew I already knew about that. She basically just tried to get me on, like, not coming back pregnant.
It was more of safety, walking groups, you know, because of the violence.
After violence on campus, most colleges are more concerned about mental health and depression than HIV. So at George Washington University across town, HIV/AIDS was also a hit-or-miss proposition during freshman orientation. Some got it, some didn't. Laura Hewitt, who was walking past the student building, got a brief introduction.
I don't know if they told us anything pertaining to HIV. I know they told us to stay protected and stuff like that. And they had free STD testing one day. That's about it.
That's about it? Okay. So what do you know about HIV and AIDS in the district?
Not a lot, actually.
Did you know that 1 in 20 people are infected?
I did not know that.
Most colleges, it seems, operate on the principle that students already know about HIV. Dr. Isabel Goldenberg is George Washington University's student health director.
We offer workshops on sexually transmitted infections. We have condoms in the bathroom. We have condoms in the offices. We participate with any of the sororities or fraternities. We are a resource. We want the students to ask us what they need or what they want.
On many campuses like George Washington and Howard University, students like Nikita Ford, a sophomore, are recruited to be health educators.
A lot of students are sexually active, and they're not going to refrain from sexual activity. So the fact that they don't address it is a problem. And as a peer, we do try to help, bridge the gap for what they don't tell us. I mean, your health is really important.
Because of the high rates of infection in the African American community, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has provided special funding for HIV/AIDS prevention at some black colleges. Recently, 25 young black college students were brought to Washington, D.C. by the Black AIDS Institute to be trained as AIDS activists. Among them was 19-year-old Dante Cohn, a freshman at Florida A&M University, which he says has made an effort to raise the awareness of students.
We have different activities that the school hosts. On our campus, it's a such thing called it's the set. It's where all the students on Fridays hang out. It's music, everything you eat. And during that, they pass out bags full of condoms and stuff like that.
The university also offers individual student counseling, but by the time Cohn arrived on campus, he was already aware of AIDS.
A couple of my friends have it. My father has it. I had a brother pass away with it, and my cousin has it. So I'm very well educated about it.
According to an annual spring survey conducted by the American College Health Association, 0.3% of students say they had tested positive for HIV in the 12 months prior to the survey. That's about the same as in the general population. But where the prevalence is higher, in places like the District of Columbia, the risk is greater. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.